Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3166 AN. Today's date is September 18th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Yellen, No Signs of U.S. Economy in Downturn. Narrative will be used against them. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're going down the path the patriots want them to go down. And like we said from the very beginning, the entire economic system is completely imploding. And who is in charge of the economy? It's the Biden administration. It's Janet Yellen, who's now in charge of the Treasury. And we have the Federal Reserve. And we could see the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are calling the shots and trying to bring the entire world into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Now, once again, they don't have a cover story. Everyone can see very, very clearly what they're trying to do. And Trump, he put them completely in focus. Now, as we approach 2024 and as we go throughout the year of 2024 and the economy completely implodes on itself, we're going to see the Biden administration, the Treasury, the Fed continually say that the economy is doing fine. You have nothing to worry about. Everything is fantastic. And we're already starting to see that play out. We have the Biden administration out there letting everyone know that everything's under control. We're creating jobs. Inflation is low. Fuel prices are perfect. And they're playing out that narrative. Now we have Janet Yellen out there, and she's doing the exact same thing. She's out there telling everyone that the economy looks fantastic. She does not see a downturn in the economy whatsoever. Actually, if you go back a couple of years to 2008, 2009, we had Ben Bernanke in the year of 2008 letting everyone know they weren't predicting any type of recession in the year that we had a recession. And I do believe the same thing is playing out right now. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want this all to fall apart during the 2024 election, because what will happen during this period of time? The people will wake up. The people will say, holy crap, this entire time they've been telling me that everything is perfect. And all of a sudden, everything fell apart. Meanwhile, we have Trump letting everyone know that we're heading into a Great Depression. And the people, they're going to see the difference. They're going to see the liars and they're going to see the truth tellers. That's what this is all about. This is about waking up the people, making them understand who lies to them and who tells them the truth. And you know the people are going to wake up when the entire economic system falls apart. Now, it's not just here in the United States, but it's going to be around the world. Remember, the people around the world, they're looking at the United States. They're looking towards the United States saying, okay, let's see what they do. And let's see what happens. Because if they move away from the central bank, if they move away from the deep state, that's exactly what we're going to do. And there's a lot of countries, a lot of people looking at the United States to see what move the United States makes. And I do believe the people of this country, they're going to make the move away from the central bank. But when we look around the world, we can see that the entire economic system is starting to really fall apart. And when you look at the housing in Canada, and the food prices and inflation and everything that's going on there, it is a complete and utter disaster. Unusual Wales put this out on X and said, numerous average house prices in Canada have broken a million. The average home price in Vancouver, Canada is $1.188 million. The average home price in Toronto, Canada is $1.164 million. How can people afford this? Well, you've seen the videos from the people from Canada. They can't even buy food. You think they're going out and purchasing these homes? Absolutely not. But when you look here in this country, you can see Biden economics, it's not working whatsoever. And you can see the real estate market is completely crashing. Home builder sentiment right now has crashed in September. This is the second consecutive month decline. And we can see there are more and more rate hikes that are coming, which means the mortgage rates are going to continually move up and up and up. And when that happens, well, people are pushed out of the market. The people can't afford the homes. And if the rates continually move up, those people that purchase their homes that have a 2, 3, 4% rate, they're not going to sell their house and pick up a 7 or 8% rate. It makes no sense whatsoever. So we're watching this whole thing play out, and it's all falling apart on the Biden administration, on the central bank, and the World Economic Forum. Now, when we look at fuel prices, we can see the fuel prices, they're continually moving up, and it's getting worse and worse every single day, which means the Biden administration eventually when it hits a point where they say, okay, let's just shut it down for a little bit, let people get used to $4 a gallon, they're going to be using the strategic petroleum reserves. We're getting very close to $4, and I do believe at that mark, around that mark, they're going to say, okay, let's level it off, let people get used to it, then we'll push it up once again. Genevieve Roekdechter put this out next and said, good morning, everyone. U.S. gas prices have hit 2023 highs. Gas accounted for more than 50% of the rise in CPI last week. Meanwhile, hedge funds are at the most bullish on oil in 15 months, and $100 is looking inevitable. $100 a barrel. Think about this for a second. Think about where fuel prices are going. The people are going to be very, very angry in the end. And let's see what the Fed does this Wednesday. But don't worry, we have the fake news out there like CNN and many others telling you, don't worry about high fuel prices. You shouldn't be worried about this. This is going to be okay. I mean, yeah, it might go up a little bit, but it's not as bad as you think. You know what? Just don't travel as much. Stay home. Do nothing. And if you have to go to work, you know, take a carpool. Get a lot more people together, and this way you can split the money. This is what they always do. This is not a solution. This is a Band-Aid fix. Actually, if you go back in time, go back to the 70s when we came off the gold standard, everything that they have done is a Band-Aid fix to confuse and distract the people from what's really going on. Oh, look, one person, they can't support their family. You know what? You need two people working. Oh, wait, you have two people working and you can't support your family? You know what you need? You need credit. Oh, wait, you want to purchase a car? Financing, yeah, that's not good anymore. You need to rent it. That's called leasing now. That's what you have to do. Oh, you want to buy a home? Well, forget about 15 years? No. 30 years? No. Let's bring that out to 45 years. That will be better for you. This is what they do. They try to convince you that, oh, wait, you know what you have to do because of the situation? You have to do these things. No, we need to go to the source of the problem. We need to find out why this continually happens. They don't want you looking there. And I think the people need to start to look there. Now, what's very interesting, as fuel prices are continually moving up and we see the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, the central bank that, you know, they're trying to bring us into the Green New Deal. They're trying to phase fossil fuels out and get rid of the gas-powered cars. It looks like the House lawmakers in D.C., they voted 222 to 190 in favor of a bill blocking states from attempting to eliminate the sale of internal combustion engine vehicles. And the measure would also prevent Environmental Protection Agency from issuing waivers for such bans. The bill is called Preserving Choice in Vehicle Purchases Act and amends the Clean Air Act to prohibit states from directly or indirectly limiting the sale or use of new motor vehicles with internal combustion engines. And it also adds language that blocks the EPA from allowing state standards matching this description to be permitted under a new or existing waivers. So right now the House is blocking the entire Green New Deal push. But again, you're going to see what the Biden administration does and what the central bank does, the World Economic Forum. They're going to try to get around this if this goes through on the Senate. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But you can see there are certain people that are trying to stop this. And once again, we understand that they want to go to all electric vehicles. And once again, electric vehicles, they are not going to benefit the people of this country. You won't be able to travel. They will control you. And in the end, what they really want is they don't want everyone to have a vehicle. Only a select few will have an electric vehicle, and the elites will have a gas-powered vehicle and gas-powered planes. And they'll tell you, well, you just have to live the way you're living. Who cares about you now? We have complete and utter control. See, once they have control, they don't care what you think. They don't care what you say. And Trump has been letting everyone know and warning the people that if we continue down this path, the automakers in this country, they're going to cease to exist. This is what he put out on Truth. He said the following: the United States auto workers are being sold down the drain with this all electric car scam. They'll be made in China under Crooked Joe's China First policy. Auto workers, vote for Trump. I'll make you victorious and rich. If your leaders won't endorse me, vote them out of office. Now, with the Democrats and Crooked Joe calling the shots, you'll be jobless and penniless within 4 years. Remember, Biden is a crook who has been paid millions of dollars by China and others. He is a Manchurian candidate. Absolutely. And I think the people are starting to realize this, and you can see the auto workers who are on strike, they realize that going all electric, it's hurting them. It's not helping them. And it looks like they're going to be pushing back very, very hard. But when you look at Biden economics, you can see that this is not helping the families in this country, and it's not helping the children in this country. And there is new information coming out from the Census Bureau that shows that Bidenomics is not working for the people, not working for the children. And according to the data from the Census Bureau, according to what is known as the Supplemental Poverty Measure, Americans' child poverty rate more than doubled from 2021 to 2022. The rate was 5.2% in 2021, and now it is 12.4% in 2022. The supplemental measure of poverty, according to the census, was below the official measure of poverty in 38 states, higher in three, and more or less the same in nine. In releasing the data, the census says that the expiration of temporary expansions of the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit, as well as the end of the pandemic-era stimulus payments, were seen to lead to increases in SPM poverty. And that's the supplemental measure of poverty. So the children of this country, they are suffering. And as Biden is out there letting everyone know that Biden economics is working, it is not. It's making the situation a lot worse. And I think the people are starting to understand this and realizing this, especially those individuals that can't feed their children. The children can't get clothes. It's just getting worse and worse as time goes on. And as we see inflation continually move up, we see fuel prices moving up, we see layoffs, the people are going to start to understand and realize, wait a minute, you keep telling me that everything's great. Bidenomics is working. We have the Treasury Secretary saying everything looks great. And you keep telling us that everything is under control. But all I see day after day is things getting worse. I can't feed my child. I can't clothe my child. I can't pay my bills. It's getting worse and worse. So every time you tell me everything's fine, I'm not seeing it. Now, the other guy, he keeps saying there's going to be a Great Depression. I believe him because I see the entire economic system completely imploding on itself. And the people, I think in the end, they're going to start to realize, wow, wait a minute. Trump was in office for 4 years. He was able to keep the fuel prices very, very low. He was able to make the country energy independent. He was able to place tariffs on China, take that money, give it to the farmers. He renegotiated trade deals. He brought industry back to the country. And we had the lowest unemployment that we've seen in a very, very long time. Now, I see that. And then as soon as Biden came in, everything was reversed. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand this. I think it's pretty much very, very clear to everyone. And of course, you're going to have those people that are still saying, no, I think everything is still fine. As soon as they lose their job, as soon as it becomes very difficult for them to make ends meet, that's when they're going to change their mind. Sometimes it takes a little while to reach those people because the economy, as it breaks down, it affects the lower income people, then the middle, then a higher. And we're going to see these people, they're going to be affected as time goes on. And it's going to get worse and worse. Just like the economy is getting worse and worse. And we're seeing that there are red flags letting us know that inflation is headed our way. And we can see there are indicators letting us know this. When you look at it, you can see consumer confidence. Well, it's just a hair above recessionary levels. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index came in at 80.2 in August, hovering just above 80, the level that often signals the U.S. economy is headed for a recession in the coming year. We have consumers are foregoing big ticket purchases. Retailers report that their customers have shifted their purchase habits, spending less on furniture and other big ticket items in favor of necessities. Credit cards are getting maxed out. And of course, as we discussed yesterday, we have Visa, MasterCard, Discover. What do they want to do? They want to raise their rates. And U.S. consumers, they're using their credit cards because they can't make ends meet, which means they're going into further and further into debt. This is something the central bank absolutely loves. And banks, they are increasingly reluctant to lend. The latest senior loan officer opinion survey by the Federal Reserve reports tightening credit conditions across the board, from business loans to home mortgages and consumer credit. So banks right now, they're saying, yeah, I'm not going to be loaning out. The economy's breaking down right now, and it's looking pretty darn bad. So we're going to hold off on all of this. Corporate bonds are maturing, and refinancing them will be costly. Goldman Sachs estimates that $1.8 trillion in corporate debt is coming due over the next 2 years, and it will have to be refinanced at higher interest rates. That is a recipe for disaster. Manufacturing remains in a prolonged post-pandemic slump. Manufacturing has been in decline for 10 consecutive months, as measured by the ISM Manufacturing Purchase Managers Index. Then we have inflation. The Fed is out there telling us inflation is now sticky, and the Fed isn't done. They're going to be raising rates. And we can see that this whole thing, it's completely and utterly falling apart. And I think the people, they see this. They're talking to other people, and they see this. And when you speak to others who say, well, I'm not getting a raise this year. I know a person that lost their job. I could see that fuel prices have moved up. Food prices have moved up. Inflation is terrible. This is getting worse and worse. Homeowners moved up. Auto has moved up. And they're continually telling us that everything is fine. And that's exactly what's happening. We have Janet Yellen. She's letting everyone know that there's no sign the U.S. economy is in any type of downturn. So she's trying to convince everyone, same with Biden, that there is no problem with the economy. They believe that everything is fine. The economy is doing well. Jobs, they're plentiful. The fuel prices are under control. Inflation's under control. And we're not really looking and seeing anything in the future. It looks like everything is completely fine. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they wanted these individuals to continually say this because as we move through 2024 and we have Janet Yellen, we have the Fed, we have Biden continually telling everyone that the economy is fine and the economy is falling apart. What do people see? They see who the liar is. What side do the people go to? They go to the side that is telling them the truth. Trump is going to use this and he's going to need this to combat the central bank. And it's not just here in the United States, but it's around the world. Because remember, the people around the world, they're watching this and they're taking all of this in. And he needs the people on his side. And the only way to do this is to show the people the truth. Have Biden, have Yellen, have the Fed continue to lie to the people. Have the people listen to this. Have the people get pissed off and angry at them because they realize that I'm being lied to. And once you have the people angry, once you have the people seeing the truth, you can have the people then say, okay, what would you like to do? Would you like to follow these people? Or would you like to get rid of the central bank? Would you like to go back to sound money? Would you like to have the economy great again? And you know what the people are going to do. They're going to want the economy great. Now, think about what Trump has set up here. He set up a plan to get rid of the central bank system. He set up a plan to have the people take back control of their economy, just like they're going to take back control of their country. This had to be done. And remember, the central bank, they're powerful. They are not going to go down without a fight. They're going to continually push and push and push until the very end. And this is why Trump needed to show everyone their entire agenda. Remember, they never wanted this out in the open. They never wanted anyone to see this. They never wanted anyone to see the economy imploding on itself. They never wanted everyone to see them trying to push us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. This was supposed to happen behind the scenes. It was supposed to happen with the Great War, World War III, because when all the cities are destroyed and everyone's very upset because they lost their family members and there's death and destruction, nobody would care. Same thing with the pandemic. If you're trapped in your house for 8-9 years and people have died off, people are depressed, the supply chains have dried up, credit has dried up, nobody would care. You know what the people would care about? Just make it okay. And the central bank would say, okay, we can make it okay. No big deal. You know what we're going to do? Great Reset, Green New Deal. How does that sound? They're not even going to ask. They're just going to do it. And the people at that point will just say, okay, just take us out of this. Trump, he needed the people to see all of this. He needed everyone to see this play out. And that is what you're witnessing. You're not witnessing the central bank, the World Economic Forum, having control. You're witnessing them losing control, because the more the people know, the more the people see, the less control the World Economic Forum, the central bank have, because they lose their power when people are awake, when people see the truth, when people see their true agenda. So when you see this play out across the world and you see the countries moving to central bank digital currency and you see them get rid of cash, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing their plan. Do you agree with it? Well, if you're not agreeing with it, think about the rest of the world. They're not agreeing with it, just like they didn't agree with the vaccine passport, just like they didn't agree with the COVID camps. This is not going to work out well with them. And think about it, all of this moving forward. What do the people have in common? The economy, currency, having a job, paying their bills. This is not, oh, I believe in the vaccine, I don't believe in the vaccine. I believe in the virus. I don't believe in the virus. Everyone believes in the economy. It's numbers. And if you're not making money, if you can't pay your bills, you have all of this in common. And this is going to be used against the central bank. And it's already being used against the central bank. In the end, the Patriots, they're in control of this, and the people, they're going to make the decision of where all this goes. Not the central bank, not the World Economic Forum, not Soros, not Obama. None of these individuals are going to succeed in convincing the people where we should go. The people, they're going to see all of it and say, no, you know something? We're not heading in that direction. We want something different. And that is about to happen. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.